Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Imperfect Marketing, where we're going to embrace the ebbs and flows of the marketing world. I'm your host, Kendra Corman, here to infuse your day with actionable insights and a pinch of pizzazz. In case you were curious, I felt like I needed to step up the podcast intro, fuse a little bit more energy, and so I asked AI to help because I don't think I've written pizzazz in a long, long time. Anyway, today we're talking about something that's as essential as your morning coffee, or in my case, your morning soda or tea in your marketing toolkit. The power of the pivot. And if you don't like the word pivot, use the word twirl. Back from the pandemic, everybody was using the word pivot and everybody was done with it, right? But I'm not just talking theory here. I'm going to actually share my personal story and my journey so far this year. Back in January, I tried something different. I'm a big believer in experimentation. So I was inspired by my conversation with Mike Capuzzi in episode 168 and decided to write a short, helpful book. So it's a short one, but it's definitely mighty, and it's packed with insights on how to use AI in your communications. This little book was my way of capitalizing on the popularity that I've been experiencing with my AI presentations. I was already a part of this AI wave, but guess what? It opened doors to additional speaking gigs that are paid, and it has solidified my expertise as an AI expert. And I am getting requests on a daily and weekly basis to speak about AI to different groups. All right. So here's the secret. I did rush it a little bit. While I wouldn't recommend always moving at lightning speed because that's how mistakes happen, including the typo on the back cover. But it does show the power of seizing the moment. So let's go ahead and dive in and talk about how refreshing your strategy this spring could help you capture some opportunities right on your doorstep. First off, I want you to ask yourself, what is your book moment? You know, for me, it was writing a book. But what's happening in the market that you might be able to leverage? What's happening in your industry that might create an opportunity for you? For me, it was AI. For you, it could be AI. It might be something different. It's all about staying alert, agile, and listening to the questions that you're being asked and seeing what's trending around you. I'm not a big fan of jumping on the latest bandwagon, as you guys know. So it really comes down to making sure it's something that's going to work for you and it's going to reflect your brand. Technology, shiny object syndrome, I am guilty of it all. Every year, I have to go back through all of my subscriptions and see what I need to get rid of because I found 800 tools throughout the year that were going to make me so much more effective and efficient. And I bought them and then I have to cut them out of my budget later. But in all reality, let's go ahead and just start with goals. I always say to start with goals, right? You start with goals and then you go to your target audience. Goals are important. And you probably, hopefully, spend a little bit of time creating your goals in December or January for 2024. The key here to remember is that they're not set in stone. The world changes, and so should your goals. They should tweak. Maybe you don't change your revenue goal, but maybe how you go about achieving it is how what you change. It's like navigating, you know, when the wind shifts, so does your course. Sometimes you're going to find new lands because of it. So I'll give you an example. The tone deafness of my landlord that I've used as an example a lot during the pandemic is a cautionary tale. A little empathy, a slight shift in their approach, they could have strengthened relationships instead of straining them. You may have heard me share this story before, but they sent the same communications that they did in 2019, 2018. Short, direct, no emotion, no caring, no nothing. just a little intro line that says, I hope this finds you and your family safe and healthy, would have me renewing my lease. But nothing like that from them. It was almost like they didn't care. They made a non-adversarial relationship feel a little bit adversarial. So remember, how you communicate your pivot, your change, your twirl, anything that you're doing is just as important as what you're changing itself. All right, so let's go strategy time. You've got your goals. Perhaps it's growing your email list with thought leadership on LinkedIn. But what if there's a shortcut? What if speaking opportunities could catapult you to go further faster? It's the power of revisiting that annual marketing strategy. What's working? What's not working? And figure out where the gaps are. Where are the new opportunities? Things are changing rapidly, and it's really important to be able to identify those opportunities. All right, now for the real talk, because pivoting isn't just about new opportunities. It's about growth. It's about evolving your strategy real time. For me, it was stepping into the role of a published author, which I still can't believe it. For you, it might be embracing a new platform, a new partnership, or a new product line. As I wrap up this conversation on today's spring refresh, I want to challenge you. Take a hard look at your marketing strategy. Is there room for a pivot? Is there a chance that you can turn the page and see something new and exciting that's going to help you grow your business like I did with my book? All right. I hope my story sparks some ideas for your next bold move. And if it does, I want to hear about it. Share your pivot stories with me and navigate these marketing waters together, right? So don't forget to hit subscribe for more real world marketing insights and stories. Next week, we're diving into learning moments and how to learn from them. And we're going to cover quite a few of my mistakes from 2024 so far. Until then, keep your marketing strategy fresh, your mind open, and your goals flexible. Thanks for tuning in to the Imperfect Marketing Podcast. This is Kendra Corman, and remember, in the world of marketing, perfect is overrated, but progress is not. Until next time, have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and visit kendracorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.